Welcome to Eastern State Penitentiary. In a moment, we'll enter the cell blocks, but our tour begins here in this gravel-covered area. I'm actor and director Steve Buscemi. I'll be one of your guides as you visit the prison. You'll also hear from former inmates, guards, and the people who have studied and preserved this historic building. These are their real voices.
I was scared to death. You didn't know what was
going on. Well, I used to tell him outright, you try to hurt me, I'm going to try to kill you. Tit for tat, pal.
If you looked at the walls outside, they were like 25 or 30 feet in the air. But inside, they were like 60 or 70 feet in the air.
Eastern State is without a doubt the most influential prison that was ever built.
Before we enter the cell blocks, follow the road past the doorway on the left to the raised concrete surface facing the outside wall. I first came to Eastern State in 1999. I was scouting a film location and was amazed to find this magnificent ruin still standing in the middle of a modern city. You should now be on the raised concrete surface alongside the road. You're standing inside the world's first true penitentiary, a building designed to inspire penitence, or true regret, in the hearts of criminals. The architects here believe that all human beings, regardless of their behavior, have good in their hearts. They believed Eastern State Penitentiary would inspire a new generation of prisons, worldwide, built on this optimism and faith in the human character. On the inside, Eastern State was progressive, even visionary. But on the outside, this illustration shows Eastern State on its isolated hilltop the year after it opened. Look at the walls. They're 30 feet tall, with an additional 10 feet below ground level. Look at the battlements across the roofline, the towers. On the outside, this building is a castle, a fortress, a dungeon.
Let the avenue to this house be rendered difficult and gloomy by mountains and morasses. Let the doors be of iron, and let the grating occasioned by opening and shutting them extend a sound that shall deeply pierce the soul. Benjamin Rush, 1787.
Standing isolated on a lonely hilltop, some mile and a half outside the early city of Philadelphia, this massive building was designed to dominate the landscape and imply a harsh physical threat to lawbreakers in the city below. But the prison's Gothic Revival architecture is mostly for show. The battlements across the top of the administration building are fake. They're only ankle high and wouldn't provide much protection in battle. And you may have noticed tall arrow-slit windows lining the front wall as you approach the prison today, the type of windows seen in castles. Well, they're fake too. You're now looking at that huge wall from the inside, and you can see that those window frames don't penetrate this solid, featureless wall. Step down from the raised concrete surface and follow the roadway around the corner to the left. When you arrive at the entrance to cell block 1, in the courtyard under the corner guard tower, press 2 and the green play button on your acoustic guide.